Good morning, listeners. Achieving excellence in ministry through effective Christ-centered leadership and living. This is the theme that we have been focusing on in this series of messages. Today, we will continue examining Paul's commitment as a leader. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3, 7 through 14. Leaders who are change agents must have a sharp focus and be goal-oriented. Effective leadership is always focused. Let's look at some effective leaders, some of whom we have spoken about previously. One, Abraham. He left his homeland, wealth, friends, and familiar environment and family for a new land because he focused on an unseen kingdom, a vision given to him by God. Two, Joseph. Joseph had strength to endure hardship, including imprisonment, inspired by his God-given dreams, which sustained his focus on greatness in the service of God and his people. Three, Moses. Moses could turn his back on the pleasures of Egypt because he focused on God's plan for his life. Four, Stephen. Stephen preached an unpopular message and died a martyr because of his focus. Five, Paul. Paul gave up everything and said, "But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." What does it take to gain the kind of focus required to be a truly effective Christ-centered leader? The keys are the setting of correct priorities and concentration. A leader who knows his or her priorities but lacks concentration knows what to do but never gets it done. A leader with concentration but no priorities is focused on excellence but will not make progress. Leaders who harness both the setting of priorities and concentrate gain the potential to achieve great things in the kingdom of God. Paul was a man on a mission with a clear vision. He was able to focus on the true essentials of his calling. What was his secret? One, he determined what hindered him. "But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ." Philippians 3, 7 and 8. Two, he discovered what he wanted. likeness to Christ and complete identification with him. Verse 9 to verse 11. He wanted God's righteousness, not his own. And so Christ became his sole pursuit. 3, he determined how he would achieve his goals. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 12 to verse 14. With single-minded passion, Paul forgot the past and pursued the prize of his call. How about you? Have you narrowed your focus? What is your one thing? Can you list your priorities on one hand? What are you pursuing? Is the main thing in your life? Jesus said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Matthew 6. Verse 33. If you have not yet given your life to Jesus Christ, I implore you to prioritize committing your life to him. Prioritize God's call on your life today by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you.